Liberal white ladies, please stop getting degrees in cultural studies and using it for cool points. You are embarrassing us. That was never more apparent than this weekend when Rachel Gunn, aka Ray Gunn, scored 0 points in the first and last breakdancing competition at the Olympics. She was by far the worst breakdancer ever to be on an international TV, but she has a PhD in breakdancing. And she is a professor in breakin' studies. So I guess she thought that gave her entree into these spaces. She actually graduated with a PhD thesis focusing on the intersectionality of gender and Sydney's breaking culture, Sydney, Australia, in 2017. Here is her bio, where she says that she is a professor of mass communication. And in fact, her biography does confirm that she is interested in the cultural politics of breaking. And in fact, she is not just theory, but also practical, because she has competed in all of these competitions in breaking. Now, I am not qualified to say whether what she did was respectful or not to Black or Hispanic culture. I am, however, qualified to say that she is indicative of white women trying to academic their way into cultural spaces for people of color. And I just want to ask, what does that add to the world? What does that give us? I say this as a white woman who has a master's degree in sociology. So girl, I know this from experience. Don't waste your time chasing liberal theories to save the world if maybe you're not saving the world. And I want to say that I know from experience how academia can lead to this narcissism and sense of false entree into these places that maybe you don't belong. Now, the irony, the extreme irony, is that I read her paper this morning about Olympics, breakdancing in the Olympics, and her main thesis, what she argued in this academic paper, was that breaking in the Olympics is problematic because it would allow hegemonic settler colonial structures to define breaking instead of what's the normal way of hip-hop personhood being constantly remade and renegotiated. So what she's saying is that people who do breaking should sort of set the personhood of it for themselves, but when governing bodies get involved, those governing bodies form white male colonialism. Well, in fact, the governing body for breaking at the Olympics was born out of the World Dance Federation. The Olympics had originally wanted ballroom dancing, but then they thought, oh no, that's too anachronistic. So they went to this organization and they held qualifiers. Dance Sport Australia was just this small group of breaking enthusiasts because they had no other governing body. So in fact, this is something that an actual dance professor at the University of Illinois had warned about in 2018. He wrote a petition against this organization in 2018 for their entree into the Youth Olympics in Argentina. And he said, they are a competitive ballroom dance organization, has no connection or credibility with any legitimate entity in the worldwide breaking community. He says that the IOC has allowed these imposters to oversee breaking at the Youth Olympics is a travesty and a scandal. It would be like the Badminton World Federation overseeing baseball, or the Federation for Equestrian Sport overseeing auto racing. It's polar opposite. He said this is immoral, illogical, and insulting to hundreds of thousands of B-boys and B-girls who live and breathe this culture. Now, if Ray Gunn is an academic of breaking, shouldn't she have known this? Maybe she did, but she went ahead and did this anyway because she said she was there to show inclusivity. She had an inclusive kangaroo routine. She said she knew she wasn't the best dancer there, so she had to like out dance them with creativity because she can't do those moves where you're on your head or holding yourself up or what have you. So she said she would show in all styles in an inclusive way. But she said, what I'm doing here, this quote, is I don't want it to be seen as a gatekeeper of hip hop. She argued that the meritocracy inherent in the male-dominated culture of breaking was exclusionary of people of all abilities, and they should all be welcome. Now, think about this for a second. She thinks it's a problem that mostly men who are good at breaking compete at breaking. This is a problem. Where is this a problem, I wonder? Her academic work showed her that this is a problem. So people who worked hard to be the best are excluded so that she could show us that she's not the best because she turned in more homework. This is what academia is telling her. This is academic fueled narcissism. The article now points out that she will be seen as the breakdancing face, but in a bad way that pokes fun of the sport that she warned about in her own paper. Now, I would argue that the meritocracy is at work here because she was the worst and she scored 0 points. So she came to show that you don't have to be the best, and she was indeed the worst, which I want to point out is not fair to athletes who came to win. These athletes who competed in, swimming, biking, running, they all came to be the best. This is a kind of funny meme. Thanks to all the athletes that made Australia proud, but not her. She didn't train the hardest, clearly. She tried to academic her way through this, and that's indicative, again, of a narcissism that's cancerous in academia right now. Or as one person wrote on her own Instagram post, this is what's called toxic positivity. This is a term I had not heard before, but apparently it's big in certain circles that just, you think too much of yourself. You think you should do things that you should not be doing because of this culture of toxic positivity. Author Adam Coleman said this about it. He is a black author, and he said, you can't PhD your way into being supremely athletic, but academics and select leftists will try to defend it because it's a symbol of their bubble world. They value the attempt and not the ability, which is embarrassing. So again, my question to you is this indicative that progressive humanities degrees have gone too far? It's just the fact that there exists a PhD in breaking, should that exist? If you were a parent and your kid said, yeah, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna get a PhD in breaking, you would be like, how does that make the world better? Why are you gonna do that? And who's paying for that, right? That would be my take on it anyway. And in fact,
I would just point right to my kids. If my kids are like, Dad, spent all these years together, you know, living at home, and I'm going to go to school to learn how to do breakdancing. Like,
no, to study the culture of breakdancing.
Not even to do breakdancing.
Right.
Just to study the culture around breakdancing.
Now, okay, again, I have a degree in sociology. I have read things like this before, studies of certain cultural movements which serve a purpose. But her whole thesis is who participates is a problem. And that it's too much of a male hegemonic cultural domination, right? And so that's what she's trying to prove to the world. And she's just done that by getting the most attention for being the worst. So she's taken the air out of the room
and she
for
killed
real
it.
Athletes.
And now she, I think, because of how bad this was and what a joke it was, she's now killed it at the Olympics.
Well, we don't know why the Los Angeles Games of 2028 has said that there won't be breaking. Maybe there was another reason.
It's because of Ray Gunn.
Okay.
It's because of her little kangaroo dance.
Now, I just want to remind you of this quote from Woodrow Wilson, because this is actually the goal of progressive education. Did you know that he was the president of Princeton University before he was the president of the United States? And this quote, he said that his goal, he said, I have often said that the use of university is to make young gentlemen as unlike their fathers as possible. So again, this was universities in the 1900s defining their role in society as the role of shaping progressive young minds away from traditional thought. So Rachel Gunn thinks that there is a problem with representation in urban street dance and that she can be a solution. And she made a mockery of that community because of the bolstering of academia. Now, Grim, who works on our show, he said, if she paid even more than $50 for that degree, she deserves to be ridiculed. I don't want to ridicule her. I want to ridicule academic narcissism and the fact that these degrees exist. Now, what are the market forces that keep these degrees from churning out on a young person's name, on a young person's diploma. It is not market forces. Nobody's saying, wow, I really have made so much money because I have this master's in intersexuality of gender and LGBTQI studies. No, nobody's making a killing. Nobody's making a fortune from getting those degrees. Why? It's tax dollars. It's government funding that continues to fuel this as an industry. And in fact, academics know it. They know that it's useless. They know that it's government funded. I came across this recently from Thomas Sowell's autobiography. He says that when he was at the Urban Institute, he was told this good news and bad news joke. He said, I forget what the good news is, but the bad news amongst economists was always the ethnic minorities research project has been funded. That's always the bad news. And this is what we get from it, is this terrible performance. Now, I'm not going to say I haven't benefited from this. I got a lot of comic relief out of the Rachel Gunn memes over the weekend. But again, what does it offer us as a society? Is it narcissists and academic uselessness? What could we otherwise do with this energy as a society? Could we leave Braken alone? I just want to know what you think we could do with this energy.